on Radio Now, and we're so glad that you are here with us, whether it's for 5 minutes or 5 hours. Either way, hey, thank you so much. By the way, you can check out everything we do on the show. Maybe you missed something on Thursday. All you got to do is go to joeandmackenzie.com. We have our blogs, we have our podcasts, and of course, social media-wise, too. Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie's off today. We obviously feel bad for her. She was off earlier this week. She had a headache. And today, I think she's waking up in Miami. I don't know what the temperature is, but I hope she has a decent weekend and can make it through.
I am so worried for her in Miami this weekend. I just really hope, you know, she can enjoy it.
Do they have anything to drink there?
It would be. Probably only alcohol. So again, we feel so bad for her.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. Tweet at Mackenzie. You know, we're praying for you.
Stay strong.
Stay strong in Miami. We know that heat can be brutal.
Mm. It's currently 77 degrees in Miami with a high of 86.
Hey, do you have your headphones
on?
Do you have your headphones on?
No.
Put your headphones on. You can't hear it now. Your microphone sounded like complete butt.
Are you being serious? Oh, listen to that.
Well, I kind of like it. It sounds like you're like trapped in the microphone. Like, help me, I'm stuck
in
the microphone.
I love that. No, brand for pork chop just being stuck in a radio box.
Just pretend you're actually stuck in the microphone. Like, try to get out.
Help me, I'm fading away.
It
came back.
There you go. If it happens again, be like, help me, I'm in your left speaker in your car.
And you're
help.
Really good at sounding pitiful, so it'll be really good. I'm just joking.
I wonder if, please send this audio engineering. And
I know what you're going to say.
No, okay, hold on. Let's do this real quick. And I'm just kidding Nick and John, because I want them to hear this whole clip, and our boss too. I don't want them to be mad. I'm kidding around. I know they're doing hard work. I think I know what happened, but what do you think happened?
They probably took Liv's processor out and gave it to me.
Yes! It's like those commercials where, like, where there's a hole in the boat, you just slap something, there we go, we fixed it. It's like, I'll take hers and put it over there.
No. But hey, listen to that. I sound fantastic right now, right?
It's cool. Hey guys, we only have like 4 or 5 more hours of this, so we'll be good. The whole show, you have to talk in that microphone.
And I don't think I did anything wrong. I didn't touch anything or do anything bad.
Well, anyways, we'll move on from that. Now we have the audio. We need to try to get it fixed. Anyways, how was your day yesterday, Live the Web Girl?
It was good. I had my second job, and I had some other things to do. I'm still technically training to become an instructor at Cycle Bar, but I'm just trying to take as many classes as possible, just because it's kind of like, I'm not joking, it is like very cutthroat and a very rigorous thing. Like, they only accept like the best of the best to be instructors. So I'm just working on that. And also, I made something really good. I made a vegan Alfredo sauce.
You lost me when you said vegan.
But hear me out. I made a vegan Alfredo sauce, and it was really good. So it is dairy-free, it's gluten-free, it's just totally free.
Taste-free.
So it's made with cauliflower. So you blend boiled cauliflower.
All right, you can't. Like, none of the words you're saying sound good.
With a cup of almond milk, with 2 tablespoons of vegan butter, and with some garlic. And I'm not joking, it tasted just like Alfredo sauce, and it was like, no, like, it was so good for you. Like, no calories, no heavy cream.
Okay. I gotta move on, not to cut you off, but I'm just...
Is that sad?
It's depressing, is what I
would say. Do
you feel
bad for my boyfriend because I make him eat all of this stuff?
I don't
know
how he hasn't left you yet. I mean, not that you're not a good person, but like, I'm very shallow. Like, the food would make me leave. Pork chop, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I just worked at the steakhouse.
Ooh,
and,
did you really?
I did.
Did you make a lot of money?
No, it was kind of slow. Unfortunately, I actually only had one table all night. Yeah.
But you were there the whole time?
Yeah.
Did they leave a tip?
The table did, yeah.
Like, was it decent? Or, oh, sorry, I forget. He can't talk about this stuff. I wish I'd be on there, because I'd get fired. I'm like, dude, the bill was $300, and then they made it 20. Cheapskates. That's what I would say.
Yeah, no, the one table I had definitely left me, you know, over 20%, so that was nice.
Oh, that is so
nice. I went looking, we talked about a job. I went looking the other day, and I dropped my car off. It was about a mile from where I live at the auto repair shop, so I was walking back, and where I live, there's a pizza place. And I was like, you know what? It says up to $14 an hour. And I was like, I mean, should I have the whole day? I mean, like, I could nap, I guess, but I really don't have anything else I have to do.
Joe, you need the pizza to find man. A hobby.
No, I do. I have disc golf, but that's only one thing. But I was like, but I like to make money. I always like to make money. And the guy's like, well, I'll pay you $5.25 an hour plus tips. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I thought it was $14 an hour. Mm. I mean, like, are people making money with the pizza delivery business? Because I want a side hustle, but it's got to be a job I can do from, like, 12 o'clock, like, on. You know what I mean? Like, when we're done with work.
Right. I did okay when I delivered pizzas when I was younger.
Did you get free pizza? Because that'd be dope every night, bringing pizza home. It would ruin Joe's journey, but it's worth it.
Yes, no.
Okay, here's the thing. You don't need, just get paid. You don't need to bring home the free pizza. You have with that job and with this job, you have plenty of money to spend on a healthy dinner. You don't need to bring home the free pizza.
Healthy cauliflower boil. That's what I want to get into.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Kristen Bell was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and confessed to a big mistake she's made.
You just so badly want your kids to think you're cool, and they want nothing to do with it. So when we first read the script, like 3 years ago, I came home and I was like, okay, here's how it goes down. And I told them everything, and I told them, just keep it a secret. Then it occurred to me, kids are bad secret keepers.
Yes.
And I'm in breach of my contract.
Yeah.
So I am 2 weeks out from these heart palpitations going away that Disney won't sue me.
That was a big mistake, really.
Yeah.
That's absolutely hilarious. So Frozen 2 comes out Thursday, November 21st. So it is just 2 weeks from now. Very exciting. And speaking of Kristen Bell, it was announced yesterday that she will be narrating the reboot of Gossip Girl, and I could not be more excited. It would not be Gossip Girl without her.
You and my wife, me, I'm like, okay.
I'm obsessed with it. I cannot wait. The Beverly Hills 90210 reunion is officially over. So Fox has confirmed that the 6-episode summer event series will not return for a second season. The show saw significant drop-offs in ratings after the first 2 episodes. I've never seen an episode of 90210 in my life.
Well.
So I'm not really that upset about it.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't think you're that upset, are you?
No. Jimmy Fallon did his show last night in Austin, Texas. So, of course, the king of Texas, Matthew McConaughey, had to stop by. And he talked about something really cool he's doing now.
You will be teaching script to screen.
Yes, sir. I noticed about 15 years ago how different the final film was from the original script that I read. So what I've done is created a class that we chronologically track the original script all the way through the first assembly, all the way through the final picture in a semester. So it's putting the science behind the magic of movie making for storytellers of tomorrow.
That'd be so easy. It's like, this is something I did for years, and now I'm just going to repeat it and repeat it.
Yeah, basically. He's teaching that at the University of Texas, and all I'm saying is Matthew McConaughey was my teacher. I would have probably graduated on time because I would never skip that class.
Yeah, well, you still could have failed it. You just would have been there.
That's very true. I probably would have actually been very distracted.
Let's not get too full of ourselves. Come on now.
Kanye West is talking to the media when he dropped his plans he has for himself in 2024.
When I run for president in 2024, we're going to definitely know what y'all laughing at. When I run for president in 2024, we would have created so many jobs that I'm not going to run, I'm going to walk.
Our goal is to bring the manufacturing back to America, South America, and North America, and bring it back stateside, and also to present jobs for people back here.
He was being totally serious, and the media thought he was joking, and it just left for very awkward. And he's obviously talking about his brand Yeezy and all of that manufacturing when he says he's going to provide jobs. So we'll see if he's actually serious. Only time will tell.
Yeah.
But he did joke to the media that he's going to change his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West after all the hate he has received from the media for calling himself all of those things. And a journalist joked back saying, please don't. That's going to be so annoying and hard to type on Twitter and for articles. And the whole room started dying laughing, including Kanye. And that is the tea.
All right. Live the Web Girl with the tea this morning here on Joe and McKenzie.
Live Sports Minute.
Right, we've got a big one today. So Indy 11 is in the playoffs, and they will be playing Louisville City tomorrow at 3 p.m. So if you don't know, Louisville City has won back-to-back USL Cups and was the team that knocked out Indy 11 last year. So it is going to be a really good game and a really good rivalry. It's going to be at Carroll Stadium here in Indy. So it will be so fun to go to. Honestly, if I didn't have plans, I would be going to that game because it's going to be epic.
Revenge will be ours.
Six teams this week have bye weeks, which is more than ever before in the NFL. So just a little note, make sure you're checking your fantasy lineup because I've had many friends that have been burned by that. The Colts are playing the Dolphins this Sunday at 4:25 p.m. in Indianapolis. And I mean, look, the Colts are going to win. The Dolphins are absolute trash. They are the worst team in the NFL. They just got their first win, and that was just over the Jets, which is not saying
what if they get a second win, though? What if they get a second win?
I just have more confidence in the Colts. I just don't think that's going to happen. The Dolphins, I think, were only going to win one game this year. I definitely thought that they were going to get at least one win, and they've already got it. And that was against the Jets. Like, the Colts are going to have a home field advantage. I think they're going to be totally fine. And the Texans have a bye week this week. The Pacers play the Pistons tonight at 7 p.m. in Indy, and Malcolm Brogdon is leading the team in scoring, which is amazing. Sabonis is leading the team in rebounds, and Miles Turner is still listed as questionable if he'll play tonight. So he didn't play on Wednesday because he's been suffering from an ankle injury. And although Brogdon and Sabonis and Warren have been holding it down, we clearly need more help because we are only 4-4. So
yeah, we started out a rough couple of games.
Absolutely. So we're starting to pick it up and starting to get our ish together, which is very exciting. But I mean, come on, Miles, we really need you. And the Houston Rockets are taking on the Chicago Bulls in Chicago tomorrow night. They'll be going for their third straight win after beating the Warriors last. I mean, the Warriors are absolute trash. Steph Curry doesn't even, he's out. It doesn't even look like he wants to come back because he knows his team is so bad. And back onto the Rockets. It's going to be their seventh straight win over the Bulls if they can get that W. And their offense is on fire right now. So they're averaging 120 points per game. So the Rockets have one of the best offenses in the league right now. Where they're falling is their defense. I mean, they've been able to pick it up in the past two games, but they're going to need to keep it up if they want to get this win over the Bulls. Something very exciting in college football. Number 2, LSU is taking on number 3, Alabama on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This is just a historic game. LSU and Alabama going up against each other. I cannot wait seeing Coach O for LSU, Nick Saban for Alabama go head-to-head. So it's going to be in Alabama, so they are going to have a home field advantage. And LSU is missing a key defender.
Oh, no! Suck again!
Very sad, but I think LSU is going to come out with the win. They are predicted to win, and I can't see it not happening. I mean, Joe Burrow, their quarterback, is on fire. He is still one of the top picks for the Heisman this year, so all of my confidence is in LSU. This will be such a good game. Again, it's on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. And college basketball is officially back, which makes me so excited. Tuesday, did you watch any of the games on Tuesday?
I did not. Yeah, I'll be honest. I watched college basketball for March Madness. That's about it. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. College basketball is near and dear to my heart.
I tell the truth. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw tip-off. It was great.
Okay, well, Tuesday was absolutely amazing. You had the number 1 team, Michigan State, going against the number 2 team, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, I love college basketball.
Kentucky beat Michigan State, the number 1 team. I absolutely hate Kentucky. University of Kentucky basketball. If you want to know anything about me at all, that is number 1. University of Kentucky basketball is absolute garbage in my heart and to me. So there you go. That is Liv's Sports Minute.
Liv's Sports Minute.
Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A Buffalo Wild Wings employee has died and at least 10 people have been hospitalized following a chemical mixture at the restaurant in Massachusetts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like, what's happening here? Officials responded Thursday night to reports of a chemical reaction in the kitchen area, and they found a male employee suffering from nausea. Police say they think the inhaled fumes from a cleaning agent might have been the source. The employee was taken to a hospital where he later passed away. Authorities evacuated the restaurant and urged anyone who was inside at the time to get medical treatment if needed. But, I mean, Pork Chop, you've worked inside restaurants. Have you guys ever had an incident before anywhere you worked where like a cleaning agent or a chemical or something like kind of made everybody sick?
I didn't know, and I didn't think that was actually possible. Like, they always go through the training and there's this like blue chemical book hanging up.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's never gonna happen. So like, I'm shocked that it actually happened.
Honestly, this is not a good look for Buffalo Wild Wings, because I just feel like they're struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
And then to have this happen, not a good look.
Nah, so definitely sad thinking of that guy and the family that passed away yesterday. At first, when I saw the story, I didn't read all of them. I'm like, did somebody do like the blazing challenge? Like, what happened?
My,
you know,
gosh.
What I mean? But it was actually something with the chemicals.
That
so.
Is so sad.
Go ahead. You have something?
No, I was just going to, that is so sad. I'm curious. I wonder like what was accidentally mixed, you know, so
no, I don't
we
know
not
maybe
to
they
do
were,
it.
We'll get more details, I'm sure, but maybe they were trying to clean up something or, you know, just keep the kitchen nice and yeah. Spick and span. If you received an awkward text, possibly from an ex at Valentine's Day, you're not alone. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but some people yesterday received text messages that were originally sent on Valentine's Day. Several people took to social media to reveal messages that had originally been sent on Valentine's Day, but obviously were delayed by a lot. The texts were instead delivered to former lovers and family members across the country between 3 and 5 a.m. early
what?
Yesterday morning. Uh-huh. Yes. No, this really happened yesterday morning.
That's
as you're waking
crazy.
Up.
Crazy. Wow. How come my ex didn't text me?
Well, obviously they didn't. But could you imagine, though, like, let's say you broke up with your ex, Liv, because he did not wish you a happy Valentine's Day. And he's like, babe, I swear I did. You're like, yeah, you always lie to me. Then yesterday, ding.
Bro, all
hey,
I
babe,
know.
Hey, babe, you're the light of my life.
All I know is that I know a couple that broke up on Valentine's Day, so you never know.
And I wonder if that text message actually came
I
through.
I know. One time when I was in college, my ex tweeted on Valentine's Day, roses are red, violets are blue, Olivia, please take me back. And it went viral on our college campus, and it got like 1,000 favorites, and I was talking to a different guy at the time, and it was so awkward.
That was the second most viral thing that was spread around Olivia's college campus that year. One person tweeted, y'all, my damn phone apparently delivered a text to my ex at 5 this morning. That was supposed to be sent back in February. The universe wants me to fail. Yeah, it's unknown, by the way, too, what the issue was, like why this
wow,
happened.
Wait a minute.
Crazy.
What was the company? Because I sent one to my ex. I wonder if he got it last night.
I don't know. I don't know if it was just one company or not. But if that happened yesterday, don't worry. Your ex is not necessarily crawling back into your life. It's just kind of a glitch that
yeah.
happened.
Dang.
Okay, and final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. A South Carolina man ordered a sweet tea from McDonald's, and he was given a cup full of pot mixed with tea. The man asked for a sweet tea to include light ice and extra lemon. Mm-hmm. He believes extra lemon was code for pot since he found 3 bags of weed inside of his cup.
Listen to this. A Charleston man says he found marijuana in his McDonald's sweet tea. The man told deputies in Beaufort County he went through the drive-thru of a McDonald's there and ordered food and a sweet tea. He told deputies that his tea tasted weird, and when he went to open it, there were 3 small bags of marijuana inside.
Yeah, he said, I didn't realize what was going on until I was high as a kite. But I'm like, wait a minute, you can't get high off of like of weed-soaked sweet tea, can you?
No, you cannot. This is like the first sign of a snitch. He's like, oh, I was so high.
Wait, you can't?
Why would you get high from just a bag of weed being in iced tea?
I don't know.
If it was brewed, maybe. If like the weed was in the tea as it was brewing for the whole
and maybe
process,
it was.
And maybe. I doubt it. He said 3 bags of weed. Oh. So like clearly they were
but
in
see,
some sort of bag.
We've always heard this at like a Burger King before. We heard like, hey, I want my fries extra crispy. Like, are there really like drug lingos here? Because I want to try it today.
You 1,000% would try it. Also, like, if that were to happen to you, Joe, or you, Pork Chop, would you run to the police?
No, I'd be like, I better see what this does.
I mean, I don't know if I would recommend using it because you never know what it could be in it. But like, running to the police.
I always thought tea looked like, you know, weed. tea leaves and weed. They look very similar.
Hey, then maybe it is just tea leaves. Who
okay,
knows?
Got to be honest. I teach their own. I don't care if it's legal or not. Do your thing. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Are you kidding me?
No, they. Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know what tea leaves look like, so I can't. I don't know.
And I'm not talking about the, like, obviously when it's ground up in a pouch, it looks like ground up, but when it's not ground up.
It doesn't they, don't they say like ground, like oregano leaves yeah. also
All right,
look like
well,
it?
This has been your dare moment of the day here on Joe and Mackenzie. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day, song of the day, song of the day, song of the day, song of the day. About
nothing.
Well, hey, Mr. Two Headphones, why don't you put one on so we can do Song of the Day here on Radio Now? We've got intern Chloe filling in for Mackenzie, who is stuck in Miami for the weekend.
Yeah, honestly, we feel so bad for her. We are wishing her the best, you know, hoping she can live through that hot, awful heat, just sending our thoughts and prayers.
No doubt about it. Intern Chloe, are you ready to go?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm ready to win.
Okay, well, then let's get into it. Here is your category for today. It's Best TV Theme Song. Ooh, this will be fun. Pork Chop, why don't you kick it off right now and let us know what you got today.
So my favorite TV show is Family Guy, so I figured why not pick the Family Guy theme song?
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? Happy days of Family Guy.
Okay, myself, Joe. I went with an absolute banger, one of the OG theme songs of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Sponge to the Bob, the Square to the Pants, SpongeBob SquarePants theme.
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
Come on, you know you want to sing that whole song.
Okay,
I have to cut you off right now because you're ready for it.
Wait, how old were you when SpongeBob was around? Did you watch SpongeBob when you were a
kid? Yeah, Liv, I'm 33. I'm not 93.
Days.
I was around. Just because you don't know anything before 5 years ago doesn't mean that I don't know things back then.
I was a huge fan of SpongeBob, and I'm 31, Liv.
I loved SpongeBob.
Okay. Not that you were trying to derail my pick, I'm sure that was purely a question. Intern Chloe, what song are you going with today? Once again, the category, best TV theme song.
Only the best TV theme song of all time, the one from Friends.
I'll be there for you.
Not to rain on your parade, but I picked that like 2 weeks ago and it lost miserably.
Well, we'll see.
Now I kind of want everybody to vote for intern Chloe just so she can throw it in your face. And last but not least, Liv the Web Girl. What do you have today?
I am picking a song that was an absolute banger. I used to have it on my iPod back in the day. Everyone will remember this song, and it is from the show Hannah Montana by the Hannah Montana, and that is Best of Both Worlds, baby.
You get the best of both worlds. Cheer it up, take it slow. Then you rock out a show. You get the best of both worlds. Mix it all together, and you know that it's the best of both worlds.
Wow, that is quite the banger right there. Okay, well, let's repeat the song so you can get your vote on the category again. Best TV theme song. You're going to vote 52140, that number, by texting the word song, S-O-N-G. Porkchop had the Family Guy theme. Myself, Joe, I went with SpongeBob SquarePants. Intern Chloe, filling in for Mackenzie today, went with the Friends theme. And Liv the Web Girl went with Best of Both Worlds by Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana theme song.
All right, who's going to win? We will find out next. Gotta be honest, certain things on the show can make the room feel a little divided.
A little tense.
Little hostile. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we're doing Song of the Day. The category today, good one. Thank you for the suggestion. You DM'd us, Joe and McKenzie, on Instagram, and it is Best TV Theme Song. And let's give you a little recap of all the possible songs that you could have voted for at 52140 by texting the word song. Pork Chop, big fan of the show Family Guy.
He's a family guy.
Myself, Joe, I love me some SpongeBob SquarePants.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Yeah, that's right. And we had filling in today for Mackenzie. She's on a little 3-day weekend. Intern Chloe with the theme song from Friends.
I'll be there for you.
Gotta be honest, the only thing I really liked about that song is the clapping part. Other than that, I could take it or leave it. And then Liv the Web Girl went with Hannah Montana. You okay over there?
I want to hear this song so bad today.
Hold on, I love this song so much.
You okay over there?
I'm just laughing because I saw the results.
Okay. Here we go. Live the Web Girl, The Best of Both Worlds by Hannah Montana.
You get the best of both worlds.
So.
Now take it slow.
Okay.
Then you rock out the show.
Say that for if the song wins. Calculations.
I'm so nervous today.
So a couple weeks ago, we did a category about songs about your like best friend or about your friend. So that's why I picked I'll Be There For You. And it did miserably. Okay. It did so bad. So anyways, here's the results.
Now we know. That's so obvious.
Now we know what?
That song. Okay, continue.
How is it obvious that song won? Maybe it didn't win.
Because
maybe it just did very
just
well.
Said.
No, that's not true. I said it would be, like, miserable.
Okay, continue.
All right. Anyways, coming in dead last place with 3% of the vote, me, Pork Chop.
3%!
Is that a record
it's
low?
It's a record low!
Record low!
Not only is it getting cool in Indy and Houston with the temperature with record lows, on Song of the Day, we have a new record!
Chop is the holder for the lowest percentage ever.
I don't think anybody could ever go lower than 3%. You might have that one for a lifetime.
Yeah, I got
congratulations.
Single digit votes there.
Wow.
That is bad.
Well, don't speak too soon, because with 17% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Hey, I'll take a 17% vote. That's pretty darn good. You had like a write-in candidate for president.
I swear that Joe is just as happy when he wins as when
Pork Chop loses. Yes. Either one makes me happy. And once again, Chloe has done better than Chops at the very least. Makes me so happy.
Well,
I'm so scared.
With 30% of the vote.
Oh, no.
I will add, first place was 49% of the vote.
Is that the highest or one of the higher ones?
Definitely, yeah. And lots of votes, too. And the most individual votes ever as well. But second place goes to Liv the Web Girl.
Oh, I knew it!
No!
Well, yay! Pork Chop busted the load.
No, I did not. Listen back to the audio. No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Chloe, did you know that you won after Pork Chop said that?
I was worried
he was going to follow with a butt.
833-563-2539. We're about to play the Song of the Day winner, which is intern Chloe with the Friends theme.
But we're so happy. Dude. We're so proud for her, and she's so deserving of it. But
if you know that Pork Chop ruined it from the very beginning.
I did not.
With that, Chloe was the winner. If you knew right as soon as he said that she won, can you call and let us know? 833-563-2539.
I am the king of suspense.
No, you can also tweet at us, at Joe and McKenzie. If you think that Pork Chop busted the load, just like we all think that he did.
King of suspense.
Bust the load early.
King of suspense.
Can we come up with another saying besides that? That's all I'm asking. All right, you guys are like, honestly, it's like making a mess all over Chloe's win. Chloe, it is your turn to celebrate.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Your second win.
Yes. Intern Chloe, your winner. Best TV theme song. Oh my goodness. This man says he should be let out of his prison sentence, and I'm going to give you the story here, and I want to know if you think he should be let out or no, he needs to stay in there. A man died, and he was revived, believes his life sentence should be over. This guy is from Iowa. It's an Iowa man. He was sentenced to life in jail for murder, and he's arguing that, man, you should let me out, because he did temporarily die back in 2015. He was rushed to the hospital after a large kidney stone caused him to develop septic poisoning. He signed a do not resuscitate agreement years earlier, but doctors revived him after he was brought in unconscious. Since he's being brought back to life, the man said his short-term death releases him from his life sentence. The Iowa Court of Appeals ruled, though, that his sentence is not up until a medical examiner declares him deceased. So he's not getting out, but what do you think?
I think he found a loophole. I think he found a loophole in his sentence, in his life sentence, as weird as that sounds, and he should be let out. He found a loophole. I mean, I think
even though he murdered somebody?
I know he murdered somebody. I mean, it doesn't mean that he can just walk freely. Maybe we like put a little anklet on him or something. I mean, how long has he been in jail for? I think you also
I don't have all those details.
I know, but I think that needs to also be put into consideration. If he's been in jail for 30 years or so and he died and he's come back, then maybe, yeah, we do let him out. We put like an ankle bracelet thing on him and he's on probation or something like that. But I mean, if he just murdered someone like a year ago and then this happened, then obviously no. But I think sometimes people spend 30 years in jail and they learn their lesson. They can turn things around.
What do you think, Chops?
I think this sounds like it'd be an awesome movie or like a TV show. Like, what was the one with Stephen Avery? Like, Making a Murderer?
Yeah. There's no way this would be as good as Making a Murderer.
I don't know. It'd be good. But, yeah, I guess. I don't know. No, you know what? I think whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. Does that make sense?
That
that's the most vague answer I think you've ever given
me
on the show.
You're not the one making the decision.
All right, let's get into it. Live the Web Girl doing the tea today.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Steve Carell went by Ellen's show and played a hilarious round of burning questions.
What was your favorite job before getting into acting?
Produce.
What did you do with produce?
I wrapped fruit in plastic at a grocery store.
What's the most useless talent that you have? Do you have a favorite child?
Yes.
What on-screen co-star were you most nervous to kiss?
The Rock. I kissed him in Get Smart.
And how was that?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
I absolutely love him. He also talked about saying something really cool that definitely gave him some credibility points with his kids.
Yeah, there was some definite credibility I gained with my children with the Billie Eilish thing. She called to ask whether, you know, she could use some Michael Scott stuff for her album. And I was not familiar with her music. And I asked my daughter, Annie, I said, Billie Eilish, would this be cool? And instantly, oh, Dad, yeah, you have to do that. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a lot of cred with especially my daughter.
Billie Eilish, speaking of, has cut a live album straight to disc at Jack White's Third Man Records in Nashville, and the session was a total secret. So Billie and her brother, Phineas, which, LOL that her brother's name is Phineas, played 11 songs to an invite-only crowd on Wednesday night, and the live album will go on sale in December. Super excited for that. Dr. Oz was asked to weigh in on his thought about T.I. taking his daughter to an OBGYN to make sure she was still a virgin.
Just because your hymen is intact doesn't mean definitively that you've not been intimate. And frankly, I don't think that's the right way to decide those issues anyway. But from a medical perspective, there is a hymen. It does get torn when you have intercourse, but it's not the best way to track that reality pack. Because you know, you can be intimate and not have vaginal sex. And I would hope you have other ways of being honest with each other that doesn't require an OBGYN to get involved.
Speak the truth, Dr.
My mom
Oz.
Still goes to my OBGYN visits, okay?
Speaking of T.I.'s daughter, she has yet to publicly speak out about this whole charade, but she has like tweets on Twitter that called what he was doing disgusting. So clearly she's not a big fan. And major, major news, Jonas Brothers released their Christmas song at midnight last night, and I have a clip of it for you right now.
You make
make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top. I can deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about the way you keep me alive. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you.
God, Liv is like, this is the best song ever!
Literally, I'm
is that your
so
Christmas
happy.
Song now when we do that for Song of the Day?
1,000%. I'm going to be playing this on repeat all day. What did you think, Joe? Honestly.
It was catchy. No, I liked the Joe Bros. I thought it was really catchy.
I love that so much. But yeah, that's what's going to be on repeat all day for me.
Liv the Web Girl with a T this morning. Thank you so much.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak,
she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
If you're a little freaky, maybe you're a little weird, or at least people say that you are something about yourself, well then, that's why we want to talk to you here for Freak Show Friday. Let's say good morning to Devin. Hey Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Doing good. So what's going on with you? Why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I know people are going to think it's freaky or whatever, but I'm kind of proud of it. But I'm an extreme cheapskate.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in the same boat as you. My wife's always on my case. I'm like, no. We're going to save that money.
Yeah, man. It's an expensive world. And I hear horror stories of people going bankrupt all the time, and I just try to make life changes so I could save money, like, literally anywhere I can to make sure that never happens to me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, bankrupt stories are super scary. You never want it to happen to you.
No. I'll tell you what. I actually live in my mom's house. That saves me money on rent.
Okay.
And I get her to drive me places, or I walk, so, like, I don't have to pay for gas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know.
Can you afford to live on your own, though? Because that just to me personally, it's I feel like you should be out there doing something else, you know, like renting if possible.
Yeah, but then I'm just spending money on rent.
Okay, that kind of sounds like you're mooching off your mom, but okay, let's continue. What other things do you do to save some money?
Yeah, no, I'm totally not mooching off. Like, I make plenty of money, but I get to save it, and I, you know, I'm stacking it away. But, like, you know, by having her bring me places, I don't have to, like I said, pay for gas. Mm-hmm. It also keeps me fit because I'll either walk or get a ride, so I don't have to pay for a gym membership.
Right.
Because I'm burning, like, calories doing that. I save money by not buying protein powder. Instead, I'll use the full egg, shell and all.
Oh, my God.
Like the shell would tear up your intestines. I don't even know if that's healthy. By the way, we don't recommend doing that, but okay.
Yeah. No, anywhere where I could save a buck, man, I do. I even I'll shave off my head and I save money on haircuts, but then I'll also put the hair into the protein shake. So it's good
gosh.
For you.
Hold on.
Bro.
Oh yeah.
Now you're getting gross. I don't understand how the hair does anything for you. You're telling me that hair follicles are good for what? Like digestion or something?
Yeah, well, it's got protein and keratin in it, and it's good for you.
And
like I said,
God.
It saves me money on you know, having to get haircuts because I just have my mom like shave it off for me, and it's I don't have to spend money on shampoo or conditioner and any of that.
Okay, that is extreme. That is an extreme level. So, bro, you are putting eggshells and hair into your, like, protein shakes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Gotta save money.
Yeah, I think established that, Devin. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I like I said, man, I gotta save that money, man. Save money. Let me think what else I could do. I cook for myself in unconventional ways. I try to save money on spending too much money on food.
Well, what are unconventional ways? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, well, I'll heat up some ketchup. Ketchup is really cheap. So you could heat it up and you could mix it with like some milk, which is cheap. And then you kind of make like a tomato soup.
I'm literally gonna gag. That is the grossest thing I've ever.
Now hold on, that does sound gross though. But like, I've never made.
That is so gross.
I've never made tomato soup, but like tomatoes in it, right? Like obviously. So mm-hmm. How do you make tomato soup by hand?
I just make it with ketchup and milk. I don't know that how other people do it. But
that is so nasty. That is not how you make tomato soup. My eyes are watering because I'm gagging.
I thought I was the king of cheap. Like this guy's, you top the cake, man.
Oh my
gosh. Man. You could also make broth. Like if you go to Taco Bell and you get those little sauce packets, which are free. You could put like four of those in like a cup of water and heat that up, and that makes like a really good broth.
Oh my gosh! Oh my man, Devin, you need
he
to
needs
stop.
Some milk.
You need to stop.
He might have a point though. Imagine that, just adding some water to the Taco Bell packet sauces.
You guys are trying to make me throw up at this point.
No, we're just trying to understand what Devin does. Oh, okay.
Devin, is there anything else that you do?
I mean, and literally anywhere that I could save money, I'll save money. Even like toilet paper, like people use toilet paper and then they just like throw it away or flush it down the toilet. But I actually, you could wring it out and like dry it in the vents.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I use it like probably three or four times before throwing it away.
But not for the same thing. You're repurposing it for something else or you use it for the same thing.
Yeah. Same thing. Something else, whatever, you know?
That sounds unhealthy. That sounds like you'll get sick or something or infected.
He has the best immune system because he keeps just putting it in danger by reusing toilet paper. Devin, this is going over from being like cheap to like it being an actual problem.
You know what, Devin? I think we're going to have to kind of wrap up here, Freak Show Friday, but Live the Web Girl wanted to write it down again. How do you make your tomato soup?
Please don't tell me.
Ketchup and milk.
Oh, he needs some milk.
All right. Well, gross. Devin, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. I don't think there's anything freaky about being cheap and saving money, but some of the things he was doing was like extreme. It's like on that show, like I think it's TLC's Extreme Cheapskates.
Yeah, bro. If you haven't been on it, you need to go on it now because that is freak level. That is nasty.
All right. I'm kind of wondering though. 833-563-2539. I'd love to get some calls next year on the show. Who's the cheapest person that you know? Everybody's obviously looking at me and pointing at me. But I mean, come on. Maybe it's somebody you dated. Maybe it's a family member. And they're just cheap. Like, the things they'll do to save money, I kind of want to hear. Don't you guys want to know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. 833-563-2539. Tell us about the cheapest person you know and what makes them so cheap.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
If you're a little freaky, maybe you're a little weird, or at least people say that you are something about yourself, well then, that's why we want to talk to you here for Freak Show Friday. Let's say good morning to Devin. Hey Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
Doing good. So what's going on with you? Why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I know people are going to think it's freaky or whatever, but I'm kind of proud of it. But I'm an extreme cheapskate.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in the same boat as you. My wife's always on my case. I'm like, no. We're going to save that money.
Yeah, man. It's an expensive world. And I hear horror stories of people going bankrupt all the time, and I just try to make life changes so I could save money, like, literally anywhere I can to make sure that never happens to me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, bankrupt stories are super scary, and you never want it to happen to you.
No. I'll tell you what, I actually live in my mom's house. That saves me money on rent.
Okay.
And I get her to drive me places, or I walk, so, like, I don't have to pay for gas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know.
Can you afford to live on your own, though? Because that just to me personally, it's I feel like you should be out there doing something else, you know, like renting if possible.
Yeah, but then I'm just spending money on rent.
Okay, that kind of sounds like you're mooching off your mom, but okay, let's continue. What other things do you do to save some money?
Yeah, no, I'm totally not mooching off. Like, I make plenty of money, but I get to save it, and I, you know, I'm stacking it away. But, like, you know, by having her bring me places, I don't have to, like I said, pay for gas. It also keeps me fit because I'll either walk or get a ride, so I don't have to pay for a gym membership.
Right.
Because I'm burning, like, calories doing that. I save money by not buying protein powder. Instead, I'll use the full egg, shell and all.
Oh, my God.
Wait, that sounds like the shell would tear up your intestines. I don't even know if that's healthy. By the way, we don't recommend doing that, but okay.
Yeah. No, anywhere where I could save a buck, man, I do. I even, I'll shave off my head and I save money on haircuts, but then I'll also put the hair into the protein shake. So
it's good for you.
Hold on.
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're getting gross. That's not. I don't understand how the hair does anything for you. You're telling me that hair follicles are good for what? Like digestion or something?
Yeah, well, it's got protein and keratin in it, and it's good for you.
Oh, and like I said,
it saves me money on you know, having to get haircuts because I just have my mom, like, shave it off for me, and it's, I don't have to spend money on shampoo or conditioner and any of that.
Okay, that is extreme. That is an extreme level. So, bro, you are putting eggshells and hair into your, like, protein shakes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Gotta save money. Gotta save money.
Yeah, I think we've established that, Devin. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I like I said, man, I gotta save that money, man. Save money. Let me think what else I could do. I cook for myself in unconventional ways. I try to save money on spending too much money on food.
Well, what are unconventional ways? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, well, I'll heat up some ketchup. Ketchup is really cheap, so you could heat it up, and you could mix it with, like, some milk, which is cheap, and then you kind of make, like, a tomato soup.
I'm literally going to gag. That is the grossest thing I've ever...
Now, hold on. That does sound gross, though, but, like, I've never made...
That is so gross
Hold on. I've never made tomato soup, but, like, tomatoes in it, right? Like, obviously. So how do you make tomato soup by hand?
I just make it with ketchup and milk. I don't know
that
how other people do it. But
that is so nasty. That is not how you make tomato soup. My eyes are watering because I'm gagging.
I thought I was the king of cheap. Like, this guy's... You top the cake, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. You could also make broth. Like, if you go to Taco Bell and you get those little sauce packets, which are free, you could put, like, four of those in, like, a cup of water and heat that up, and that makes, like, a really good broth.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my man, Devin, you need
He needs some milk!
You need to stop.
He might have a point, though. Imagine that, just adding some water to the Taco Bell packet sauces.
You guys are trying to make me throw up at this point.
No, we're just trying to understand what Devin does. Oh, okay.
Devin, is there anything else that you do?
I mean, literally anywhere that I could save money, I'll save money. Even like toilet paper. Like, people use toilet paper and then they just, like, throw it away or flush it down the toilet, but... You could wring it out and, like, dry it in the vents.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait.
I use it, like, probably three or four times before throwing it away.
But not for the same thing. You're repurposing it for something else, or you use it for the same thing?
Yeah, same thing, something else, whatever.
Oh.
You know? You use it.
That sounds unhealthy. That sounds like you'll get sick or something, or infected.
He just has the best immune system because he keeps just putting it in danger by reusing toilet paper. Devin, this is going over from being, like, cheap to, like, it being an actual problem.
You know what, Devin? I think we're going to have to kind of wrap up here, Freak Show Friday, but Live the Web Girl wanted to write it down again. How do you make your tomato soup?
Please don't tell me.
Ketchup and milk.
Oh, he needs some milk!
All right, well,
gross.
Devin, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. I don't think there's anything freaky about being cheap and saving money, but some of the things he was doing was, like, extreme. It's like on that show, like, I think it's TLC's Extreme Cheapskates.
Yeah, bro, if you haven't been on it, you need to go on it now because that is freak level. That is nasty.
All right, I'm kind of wondering, though, 833-563-2539. I'd love to get some calls next year on the show. Who's the cheapest person that you know? Everybody's obviously looking at me and pointing at me. But, I mean, come on. Maybe it's somebody you dated. Maybe it's a family member. And they're just cheap. Like, the things they'll do to save money, I kind of want to hear. Don't you guys want to know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. 833-563-2539. Tell us about the cheapest person you know and what makes them so cheap. How did you accidentally get someone in trouble? That's what we'd like to know from you. 833-563-2539. I know we give Porkchop a hard time, but Liv, I mean, sometimes I really think this guy's like a borderline snitch.
Oh,
like the things he does, he's such a goody good.
He would do anything for like our bosses to like him.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with the topic. But...
Oh, sorry. Oops. Didn't mean to.
Just accidentally roasting him for being a brown noser and has nothing to do with what we're supposed to be talking about.
Then explain how you got a coworker in big trouble.
All right. So there's someone new that started here at the radio station. It's a salesperson. And they kind of look exactly like someone that DMs me on Instagram all the time. Now, this person that DMs me on Insta all the time is extremely creepy, says weird things like... just unflattering, you know, hey, like, let's meet up, hey, baby, hey, sexy, hey, cutie. And I'm like, no, like, stop, I'm not interested in
and
you.
And he might say some more graphic things like that because you've even shown me them.
Yes, so, yeah, even more graphic things. So this person that got hired, I made a joke to Joe and Mackenzie and Liv. I was like, oh, my gosh, guys, look, this guy that got hired, he DMs me on Instagram and he's super creepy and he's weird. And Joe, Mackenzie, and Liv were like, oh, no way, that's crazy. So when they met him, they were very standoffish. Like Mackenzie like turned her shoulder, Liv didn't even get up. Joe was like, hi, nice to meet you. And then I found out Joe told the sales manager about this. Well, here's the thing. It's not actually the guy. I was like, haha, just kidding, guys. Like, this isn't actually the guy that we hired. He's just a lookalike. But they, Joe and Liv and Mackenzie didn't hear me say the just kidding part.
No, so he never, I swear on my life, that Porkchop, after he was like, oh my gosh, this is a really creepy guy that contacts me all the time, I promise he never said, I'm just kidding, after that. He waited an entire week after we all met him to be like, wait, you know I was kidding about that, right? And we were all like, what? We had no idea. Like,
and
I was rude to him.
And I, trying to protect everybody on the show, I know everybody thinks I'm a big meanie or whatever, but I do care about Liv and Mackenzie and Porkchop the least, but I do care. And I decided I'm going to go up and talk to our director of sales and be like, hey, that new person you hired, you need to do a background check. And I don't honestly think they should be working for our company. Ugh. Because they've been harassing Porkchop both inappropriately and sexually on our Instagram DMs.
So
I'm like, you're asking for trouble, and honestly, Porkchop didn't want to say anything, but I don't think we should have somebody on our sales staff that's harassing him.
So this poor guy, all because of my joke that they didn't hear me that I was joking, he's had the worst first week ever, and I actually did get him in some trouble. He almost got fired.
He was in the HR office the other day. I saw that.
Oh my god!
Because I went up there and I was like, hey, it's just, I was kidding. It's a joke. It's not really him.
Well, that'll be a person that's never going to sell the show. 833-563-2539. Hopefully you didn't do something as incompetent, or I don't even know what the word to say. Like, that was just a dumb move, bro, to do that. 833-563-2539. But how did you accidentally, we're going to give Porkchop the benefit of the doubt here, get someone in trouble? Like, what went down? What was the situation? If you got something, man, we'd love to hear from you next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Mackenzie's got a little 3-day weekend, but I got the whole crew with me on this fine Friday. Myself, Joe, intern Chloe's here, Liv the Web Girl's here, producer Porkchop's here, and I believe we got Jessica in H-Town on 92.1 Radio Now, holding things down while Lenny Bree's off today. My wife, Lindsay, she came to me via text, because that's how we do a lot of our communicating, and she's like, oh my god, I want to go see Journey. They're going to be coming to town, and I guess they got some other people, too, that they're doing a tour or something. I don't know the other acts, but yeah, Journey is apparently coming through town, and she's like, we have to go. But I don't know all the details, but I'm pretty sure the lead singer of Journey, he's not dead, but like he left the group and he hasn't been back. So if we went and saw Journey, it would be a cover artist. And if I think I know my stuff, isn't that Journey like lead singer from like YouTube they found him, or somehow, some way they found him? Am I wrong about that? Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
No, but YouTube has so much talent. Like, YouTube should not be looked down upon. Some of the best content in the world comes from YouTube. I truly believe that.
I don't care. Like, that's not Journey, though.
Well, like, it is, because you still have the drummer, the guitarist, the bassist. It's the same thing as Queen going on and performing, but instead of, obviously, Freddie Mercury, they're performing with Adam Lambert.
All right, I actually have my wife, Lindsay. We're going to bring her on, but I want you to call in at 833-563-2539, because right now, I'm putting my foot down. We have to agree on these kind of decisions for, like, the fun money spending, and if everybody, like, says, oh, yeah, it would just sound as good, and, like, it's, like, the real thing, then maybe I'll consider it, but Lindsay, I don't think we should go to the show, because it's not really Journey.
You're being ridiculous.
I don't think so.
I agree with her already.
You realize, like, you know, okay, since you want to go so much, who is this person?
I don't remember his name exactly. His last name starts with a P. I know that.
Oh, well, that narrows it down. Okay.
But well, here's
kind of like Steve Perry, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It could be Prince Harry. You don't even know. Here's the thing, though, too. I know the band Journey. Do I know any of the individuals' names that make up the band Journey? No, I don't. So who cares if you know this guy's first name or not? It's still Journey.
Exactly. I have actually seen them with their new lead singer once before, but it was probably at least 10 years ago, back in Grand Rapids. And they were still amazing. And the guy sounds exactly like Steve Perry. And it was one of the best shows I've ever been to. It was incredible.
Whoa, wait. You're telling me the guy that's coming to be the lead singer, stepping in, what Joe's saying, covering, has been touring with the band for 10 years?
Yes.
Oh, my, Joe, he's basically a part of the band. There needs to be some statute of limitations. If you are touring with the band for 10 years plus, you are automatically a part of that band. You are no longer a cover. 10 years he's been touring with them.
Liv the Web Girl, you are almost, and I hate to say this word because it's not a word, you're almost wronger than my wife, Lindsay. That is, hold on, Lindsay.
She is not.
Lindsay, hang on. I think it's this V. We got V on the phone. V, you're on. Oh, I hung up on my wife. Crap. Can you guys call my wife back? I know, V, I'm not good. V, oh my God, V. My wife's going to be mad I hung up on her. That is not good. Poor child.
It's okay. She's going to be even more mad because you're not going to go see Journey, because it's going to be a horrible idea.
Okay, what? Explain to me why it's a horrible idea while we try to get my wife back on the phone.
Okay, so for my 23rd birthday, Blink-182 and Lil Wayne came to Houston. I was super pumped. Turning 23, what's my age again? My favorite song. Hell yeah. I go, and it does not sound the same at all, the new singer. I mean, he was best friends with the old singer and everything. So, like, sweet and sentimental. But, like, now listening to Blink-182, it makes me cringe.
V, hang on a second. Lindsay, are you there, babe? I didn't mean to hang up on you.
Yeah, sure you didn't.
Okay. Hey, calm down.
He meant to.
Hey, V, are you on my side or not?
Hell yeah, V.
Oh, he didn't mean to. He was ordering you roses.
Yes!
Oh, now he has to actually go and order
V's saying not to get your hopes up. She went and she saw a concert before, and the artist was not as good as the fill-in.
It was Blink-182.
Yeah.
And honestly, Lil Wayne performed better than Blink-182 did, and I was there for Blink-182.
I think we also have to remember, one, she's talking about Blink-182.
Are you
not
talking
Journey.
Crap about Blink-182?
Absolutely not. Journey. Journey is such a more beautiful and, like, It's a lot harder to cover Journey than it is to cover Blink-182.
I don't think so, because I think the lead singer of Blink-182 has a way more unique voice than people from Journey. I hear Journey covers all of the time, and I can't even tell if it's a cover or the real band. Also, I know.
Thank you, V, for the call.
Also, I think, too, this guy who's covering with Blink-182, the person she was talking about, has not been traveling with the band for a decade. Filling in for the lead singer. This person has been filling in for a decade. It's the same show.
Lindsay, I'm sorry. As I mentioned at the beginning of this, I was going to throw it out there to callers, and we obviously had a call right there saying it's a no-go.
There are other people out there who agree with me.
I agree with you.
Nobody's calling. 833-563-2539. Go ahead.
So would you, like, never go see any bands then, if it's not all the original members of the band?
I probably wouldn't want to. Why, are you trying to, like, pull a fast one on me?
I'm just saying, there are a lot of bands you like that I think you would go see that do not have all the original members anymore.
Like, who? Queen.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go see Queen. Freddie Mercury's dead. Queen
You're
is not Queen.
Insane. You're insane.
Tina. Hey, let's say good morning to Tina. You're on with my wife, Lindsay, and she wants me to go see Journey, and it's the band with, like,
a cover singer. Definitely go see Journey.
Woo-hoo,
whether
it's
Steve Perry or not.
Tina.
Listen, the guy, I saw them about 6 or 7 years ago because my daughter was in the choir and sang with Foreigner, and Journey was the headliner that night.
I'm okay.
So the lead singer didn't speak a lick of English. He learned English by listening to Journey songs over and over and over again. Then he auditioned and got the job.
Okay, well, Tina, that's one vote. Thank you for the vote, but that's still Lindsay. I'm going to see if there's anybody else. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. You're on with my wife, Lindsay. Who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, do me a favor. Turn your radio down. We'll talk to you on your phone. Melissa, right, my wife, Lindsay. It. No, it's cool. It's good. I'm glad you're listening. My wife wants to go see Journey, and I like Journey. I love Journey. Faithfully. I love it. But it's not Journey because it's a cover singer.
I went and saw them with Jeff Leppard about 2 years ago here in Indy, and it's Journey. The song sounded exactly the same. It was an amazing show.
Look at that, Joe. The list of people against you is starting to add up.
Yeah, that's the story of my life. Hey, thank you, Melissa, for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. All right, Lindsay, I'll do a couple more calls, and then we'll make a decision here. Amy, hey, thank you for calling in. You're also on with my wife, Lindsay. She wants to go see Journey, and I do too, but if the original singer comes back.
I just want to say happy wife, happy life. Let her go because the guy was chosen from YouTube because he sounds just like the original singer, and I've never heard anybody be disappointed over it.
But
there you go.
But you say like, he's not the original singer. Would you go see the Rolling Stones, or would you go see Aerosmith if Steven Tyler wasn't there? No, you would not.
I went to go see a Beatles cover band this summer, actually. And, oh my goodness, they sounded just like them. They sounded just like them. They dressed like them. They talked like them. It was incredible.
Mark, we'll wrap it up with you this morning, my man. You're on Joe and McKenzie. I got my wife, Lindsay, on the phone, and she wants to go see Journey, but I'm just like, it's a cover band. I just can't do it, Mark.
First, it is not a cover band. Out of all the bands, I would never absolutely, you know, encourage someone to go, but Journey, go Google him and some live shows on some talk shows he's done. You'll be amazed. He almost sounds identical to the lead singer, if not better.
Ooh.
Yes.
So you're saying, Mark, I should let my wife get tickets for us.
Absolutely. You will not regret it. I can't wait till you come back on the air and say, I am so glad I went.
All right, Mark, can I have your cell phone number? And if the show sucks, I give it out.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, get Mark's cell phone number and we'll make that happen. All right, babe, go ahead and order those tickets.
Yay.
This is great. I didn't even have to pull out the birthday week card.
No, you don't. Hey, save that. Save that for something else.
Oh, wait.
Save it for something else, Lindsay.
Okay.
Come on.
We'll do it for a birthday present then.
No, Lindsay.
All right. Hey, are you late for work again today? I don't want you to get fired. We need two incomes in our house.
I don't know if I'm late yet. I am on the way.
Speaking of being late, I don't want to give too much away, but I guess I'll kind of give a little early tease right now. On Monday's show, we have a big announcement that you and I are going to make. Will you be able to come on for that big announcement? We'll probably do it, I think, around like 7:50, 6:50 Central after Murder Monday. Can you hop in for that?
Whew, that's early, but I guess so.
Are you excited? Are you excited to share our big news?
I am.
Oh my gosh. He's been talking about this forever. I just want to know what it is.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, Monday morning around 7:50, 6:50 Central, my wife Lindsay will be back on the show for our big special announcement. Thanks, babe. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, cool. See? So how about that? How about that, pork chop?
You lost. You're going to Journey. You didn't even want to go to Journey.
Yeah, that's true. Dang it.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Oh, boy. Where do we begin? Oh, I know. How about with a guy named David and his friend? They were busted this past week trying to steal something. What were they trying to take? Well, how about an ATV from somebody's house? Now, here's the thing. Stealing like an ATV, not that big of a deal. I don't even think I'd really necessarily put that in the dummy of the day. It's not that big of a crime. But here's what made him the dummy of the day. See, the reason why I'm talking about David is that he was caught wearing a shirt that said, "Ain't nothing illegal till you get caught."
A guy wearing that shirt is definitely doing shady, illegal stuff, and most of the time it's stupid.
Yeah, David was. And when police actually arrested him, they ended up searching his property. They found out that, oh, well, guess what? David's been doing a lot of illegal things, and now that he's been caught, they found a lot of other products and items that were stolen. They charged him with possession of stolen property, second-degree burglary, engaging in a pattern of criminal behavior, and much more. So that's a good photo, though, for your booking shot.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm sure they found a lot of illegal things. I'm sure they also found a lot of Mountain Dew. That shirt just screams, "I drink a lot of Mountain Dew."
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Mountain Dew, by the way. Baja Blast, my absolute favorite. That right there is your dummy of the day. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Happy, happy Friday to you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show and checking us out. If you miss anything or want more, joemckenzie.com. You'll find our blogs, our podcast. If you don't already subscribe, please do that. You'll get those sent directly to your phone so you never miss anything. I found most popular wedding, like first dance songs from the past year, and it was about almost 20,000 people that were surveyed, so I'd say it's a good number, and it was the songs that they played at their wedding last year. The song that was one of the big ones was by Dan and Shay, Speechless.
I'm speechless, staring at you, standing there in that dress.
It's a great song right there. Dan and Shay, huge country group right there, kind of crossover.
Because watching you is all that I can do.
Also on that list, we had Kane Brown, Good As You.
I just want to wake up every day here in this bed.
Love this song.
Never leave, I love you, left unsaid.
Okay, and then I guess rounding out the top three from last year was Lucas Graham's. He had a song called Love Someone.
Because when you love someone, you open up your heart.
There's also some other popular songs on there, too. We had, like, Ed Sheeran with Perfect.
Maybe I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening.
Liv's, like, crying. She's like, why won't Jewel Daddy propose to me?
It does not matter. I always cry at first dances. Like, I think the songs are so romantic and they speak to me. But I will say, my sister and brother-in-law, my oldest sister and oldest brother-in-law, they decided to have like an off-cuff song for their first dance. And the entire time I couldn't stop laughing. The song was terrible.
What was it?
I was like, this is the least. I have no idea. It was some like punk band. And I was like, this is awful.
And the last song, and then we're going to get to your calls at 833-563-2539, was John Legend, and is it Cynthia Erivo's? I'm probably messing her name up. The song's called God Only Knows.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Kind of a modern update.
Oh, God only knows what I'd be without you.
Liv, why are you rolling your eyes? This song is a jam.
My eyes are rolling in the back of my head because John Legend's voice is like a buttery smoothness just coming over my body.
Okay, I didn't realize it was such a delicious treat that you just couldn't handle it. All right, well, hey, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, we're not necessarily doing like what's your most popular wedding song. We're going to go with what song was played the year you were married, because Porkchop says, I can probably guess within like three songs, if you give me the year you were married, I bet you totally regret saying that.
Well, I mean, I've been a wedding DJ for the last 5 years, so hopefully you got married within the last 5 years.
I like how he switches it up.
Well, what do you think? I said I'm a wedding DJ.
You've got a big mouth. It's time to back it up. Let's go to the phones. 833-563-2539. Call in. Tell us where you're from and what year you got married. And Porkchop says he will tell us what your first dance was.
I'm keeping the score, by the way.
Okay. What do I feel like there'll be a lot of...
You don't need a pen.
Okay, let's go to Jermaine. You're in Indy this morning. What year did you get married?
I got married in 2016.
Oh, that's not easy.
Not that long ago. So, Porkchop, you got three guesses, and then we'll hear if he's right or wrong. So go ahead, 2016.
All right, what's your name?
Jermaine.
And what ethnicity are you?
African-American.
Okay.
What is that? What does that have to do with it? Does that like narrow it down?
Most definitely.
Like there's white, there's black, there's like Hispanic.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought good music transcends.
Gay or straight wedding?
Straight.
Okay.
Were there gay people in attendance?
Okay, 2016. This is literally three years ago. You should know
this. I have no idea.
Are you kidding me? You have no guesses?
Well, I have no guesses because here goes the retraction statement. I lived in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, and it just so happens, like, the main, like...
So you're not even going to try. Put some effort. Guess three.
He's been waiting on hold. Give this man a guess.
All right. Dan and Shay from the ground up.
No.
Okay.
Okay, can I take a guess?
Yeah.
I'm going to give his other two guesses. I'm going to guess All of Me by John Legend.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or I'm going to guess... Don't Give Up by Jason Mraz.
No.
What was it?
It was Real Love by Eric Benet.
Aww.
Porkchop, right, suck. So, I'm sorry.
That's a good one.
Two.
I hope your marriage is better than Porkchop's guessing ability. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Jermaine. We appreciate you. Let's go to Victoria. She's listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. Hey, Victoria, what year were you married?
2015. Let's go.
Oh, she is ready.
Is that 15 or 16?
15.
With a 5. Okay. So, Porkchop, it's a whole new year.
Three guesses.
A whole new chance to resurrect yourself. Go ahead. You can ask Victoria three questions. Go ahead.
Come on, hot shot.
2015.
Straight wedding. I'm Latina. He was white. He didn't wear shoes either.
Well, Porkchop, yeah, in that case...
He took them off as soon as the service was over. He like just was like, oh, we're done.
Despacito.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Despacito wasn't out during 2015, was it?
Oh, it wasn't? I don't know.
I don't think so. Okay, so I'm going to take a guess. 2015. I'm going to say maybe Lifehouse, that song by Lifehouse.
Nope, y'all aren't going to guess it.
Oh, I'm not going to guess it. What is it?
Kiss Me by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that could have been a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm sorry Porkchop butchered your first song.
It's
but...
okay, Porkchop. We still love you.
Aw, thank you.
Just try at least.
Okay.
Yeah, like, just try. You're not even trying.
Okay.
Like, why you don't you?
Well, I had. Okay, yeah, true.
Just try.
It's 2016 and 2015. Those were so recent.
Okay.
Ashley's listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Ashley, what year were you married? Good morning. What was the year?
2011.
Oof.
And can I help him by, like, giving him the genre, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, honestly, I just want him to get one of these right, so yes. Okay. I mean, you pretty much can say that what it rhymes with.
It's late 90s country.
You don't know. You're like,
hold on.
Late 90s.
Yeah, I got this.
Country.
About love.
Amazed, Lone Star.
Oh, my God, he got it.
Hey! Hey! Every little thing that you do. Porkchop, we're amazed by you.
Yay.
There we go. No confidence in him. He got it.
Ashley, did you hear the first couple of people? I'm surprised when the girl said Latina. He's like, oh, did you play the Macarena? Like, I was honestly waiting for him to say that. So.
He practically did with Despacito.
It's like, did you play La Bamba? No, Porkchop.
No, I know.
Thank you for calling in. Let's get a few more here. Are you feeling better now that you got one?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe if they give you almost all the answers, you'll do it. Anna, you're also listening in Indy. Oh my gosh, this should be a cakewalk. When did you get married?
I got married this year.
Oh.
Okay.
Come on, Porkchop. This year, how many weddings did you DJ this year?
Four.
Oh, this should be a cakewalk.
No, I DJed 7, actually.
Okay.
But we went very classic.
Okay.
Old school, go ahead.
You get 3 questions. You can ask her whatever you want. 3 questions.
Okay. Was it country? Am I allowed to ask that? No, okay. Was it like pop, top 40-ish?
Maybe when it came out.
Oh, gosh.
It's an old song. I know what song it is.
You do?
I think so. Continue.
No, those are only my good questions. What decade is it from? Can I ask that? Decade?
I think it was like 60s or 70s.
Oh, okay. I've got this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go ahead and guess then. Porkchop is trying to guess the wedding song that they had for their first dance based on the year they were married.
This is hurting my head so much. Liv, you go ahead and give a guess.
It's
I'll keep
the
thinking.
Song that it's like Fools Rush In. It was in Crazy Rich Asians as well.
No.
Oh, dang it.
It was a female singer.
Oh, Whitney Houston?
60s and 70s?
In the 60s or 70s? Get out of here, Porkchop.
What is it? What is it?
At Last by Etta James.
At Last. Gonna guess that, but I decided to go with the full song.
Anna's love has come along.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Oh, that's romantic. That's cute. Congratulations, by the way.
We really gotta wrap this up. Do you want to try to get one more right?
No, this is terrible.
You just want to call it a day? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some other songs that I would have picked, like in the last 5 years, some popular ones, Dan and Shay from the ground up.
You're picking all country songs.
Yeah, because I lived in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, where everyone, it was all country. This was supposed to be mine and my ex's.
This was my sister and her husband Craig's song, and I was like ugly crying, like snot coming from my nose when they did this first dance.
2015 would have been Thomas Rhett's Die a Happy Man.
Again, country.
Right, because I DJ'd weddings in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, where everyone's country and hick is anything.
I would never pick a country song for my
All right,
place.
Well, that was the first and last time we do, hey, I bet I can guess your wedding song. Do I not, like, weird you guys out anymore when I just act stupid?
No. I'm kind of used to it. And also, I feel like we all have those moments. You kind of sound like Donald Duck or Daffy Duck. I don't know the difference between them.
It's Friday. Yes, it is.
Is that Daffy or Donald?
We're going to party.
What do you guys got going on for the rest of your day?
I have got a lot going on. I'm going to try to work out. I'm also going to try to practice for my cycle bar test out audition to become an instructor. I also have laundry I have to do. I have things around the house I have to do. And I'm going to my boyfriend's parents' house tonight. So that should be fun. And then I also think, I'm going to the Colts game on Sunday.
Ooh, taking on the Dolphins.
Woo! I can't wait for the Colts to run up the score because the Dolphins are garbage. So I'm really excited about that. Also, the game's at 4:25. So I like when the games are later, like in the afternoon, because you can get plenty of tailgating time.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, so I need to write Murder Monday on Saturday just because I'm going to be getting my drink on Sunday.
Who let the Dolphins out? There you go. Okay, and Porkchop, what do you got going on today?
Nothing, actually. I don't work tonight. I am a double tomorrow, so I'm at the steakhouse all day tomorrow, and then I've got nothing Sunday as well. But I really need to get my my registration thing figured out. I'm still driving illegal here. My parents sent me the form that I needed. They priority mailed it, but it's not supposed to get here till Saturday. And then BMV is only open on Saturday from 8:30 to 12:30.
Ooh, that is like a short amount of time. And you have to work a double. Right. I have a great idea.
Damn it. I forgot.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Family show.
Yeah. How dare you use that language?
Say it again. I'll censor you.
You should just ride scooters.
Right.
Everywhere. It's cold out, so there's going to be a surplus of them available.
Intern Chloe, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, you know, I'm going to watch Harry Potter with my boyfriend.
I'm going to drink some tea.
Some tea and some crumpets. I'll play some Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm going to eat some biscuits.
I will be spending time with my boyfriend, but I'm going to his parents' house just for the weekend. So.
Oh. Are you on the radio this weekend?
Yeah.
Chloe's got very first own on-air show.
They're what letting time? Me on the air. It's 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Oh,
on
wow.
Sunday, yes.
Okay,
so
I hope, yeah, she's not even sure. Sunday morning, make sure you listen so you can hear an intern Chloe do our big radio stuff.
Say we should listen and review it.
Oh, well, I'm going to sleep, so get me the audio.
Critique me.
All right, we totally will. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye and let Jules slide on in. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, who's on a little vacay, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and intern Chloe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.